Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
What's on your mind? The most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains, and we are blessed.
Because you are there.
We're here behind these microphones.
I'll take the music.
Don't say goodbye to the music just yet. Lots of music. Music is what feeds the bear. Yes. Hi there. We are blessed to have you listening to the program. I say that often, and I mean it, because whether you're listening on 550 KFIRE, the voice of the Northern Plains, the mothership of the What's On Your Mind Network, AM 1100 The Flag, biggest radio signal in western Minnesota from a single stick. Did you know that? Yeah, so that's like a little mini KFIRE for western Minnesota, and of course in the eastern North Dakota as well. Always honored by the folks that are out there in the field listening to us, the folks that make this country go. Appreciate that very much. Or behind the wheel, that's pretty cool too. However you're listening, whatever you're doing, we appreciate you. We're glad you're there. You can also listen, of course, on AM 1090 KTGO, booming to the Bakken, along with 1460 KLTC in Dickinson. And it is Tuesday. That means we're brought to you by our friends at the North Dakota Farm Bureau. It's Ag Day today. In fact, we're going to have some fun today because Val Wagner is going to join us a little later on in the program. And they did a summer cookout survey. Now, I don't know much about it other than that they took one. And I don't know if this is like our little Friday thing we did at Cloverdale, burgers or brats or what they did.
But bacon makes everything taste better. I bet the survey says that.
It does. And should know that for the first time ever, I had some Cloverdale bacon on the grill last night. I didn't burn it.
We knew you could do it.
I've burnt a lot of bacon on the grill, but I've not had a Traeger grill before. And so last night was the first time with a new grill. The Traeger grill. Oh my gosh! I can't even begin to tell you how good it was. And it was perfect. I like it crispy. I'm a crispy bacon kind of guy. But I
great. Then why don't you just eat out of the ashtray then while you're at it? Guess which side I'm on.
My gosh.
By the way, thanks for the care package. By the way.
Yeah. Have you done up your bacon yet?
I haven't had the chance yet because I was here till about 11 last night. And I didn't think the neighbors wanted me to flare up the neighborhood. So.
I loved it. Absolutely loved it. It was just fantastic. And, but I'm a crispy bacon guy, but I always burn it on the grill. Terrible.
Well, you want to be crispy.
Yeah, but not that.
Maybe not that crispy, huh?
Yeah, I mean...
I guess there's a limitation to crispy, right?
Yeah. Your ashtray analogy actually works for some of the bacon I've done on the grill. It's a disaster. And almost like immediately, right? You're supposed to have bacon in the oven about, 15, 20 minutes, I guess? And I usually go on a little bit longer than that to make it,
Oven thing, I goof it up. I do much better in a frying pan than an oven. And maybe that's just because I'm doing something wrong, but.
Yeah, maybe. Well, I am telling you what, it was just perfect last night. So I am now a new fan of the bacon on the grill and also the Traeger grills. Not grilling as a Traeger, because do you know the whole scoop on Traeger grill?
I don't. I was about to ask you that.
Yeah, they're pretty cool. We're gonna talk the summer cookout survey, and we'll dig into a little bit of this a little later on here in the program. So stay tuned for that. It's a wood pellet grill, so if you don't have the charcoal, you don't have the gas.
I was gonna say more even heat than I bet, huh?
Yeah, it's unbelievable. Oh, you know, nice. You can set the actual heat on it. So anyway, I'll tell you about that as we go throughout the program today. So Val will be coming up, and a lot of open phone time in our second hour just to tackle any topics on your mind today. Here's how you participate in the program to tell us what's on your mind. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550, or studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. Studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. For your emails, you can text Todd at 701-226-8503, 701-226-8503. I'll be at the Pinnacle. The Tioga Travel Plaza location tomorrow. I've signed up for my customer loyalty program, and I'll be signing some other folks up as well. And they have the nice thing about the Pinnacle Perks deal is if you're a member, you get Pinnacle Perks deals, right? So in other words, you get deals that are exclusive just to you, which is really kind of cool. They have a coffee club. You know, like you buy 6 cups of coffee, you get 7 free. Mini pizzas, ice cream. Now you're talking. Mr. Tire oil changes. You know, if you use the salon services there, you know, 5 times, you get $10 off the 6. And all kinds of things like that. So anyway, tomorrow, stop by, would you? We'd love to see you and say hello at the Pinnacle Travel Plaza. Looking forward to a burrito for lunch tomorrow. Should be great fun. I have to give a shout-out here to Kathy and Jean House from Munich, North Dakota. Okay? I was, as you know, on Thursday at the National Association of Royalty Owners in Minot for their annual meeting. Okay? And someone handed me a note. Actually, a couple of folks handed me a little card or something. And I finally got around to opening them over the weekend. By the way, thank you for that. I appreciate that. And, you know, somebody came up and we're visiting. A bunch of people that handed me a card and said, hi, thank you, listen to the show. And I took the card to the vehicle with me, and I just didn't get a chance to open up. So I opened up over the weekend. And I'm not reading this so you can think I'm wanting to tell you, you know, how much listeners love us or listen to the program or to toot my own horn. I'm reading it because this person was kind enough to take the time to handwrite a note and hand it to me. And I will tell you this. It's the single nicest note from a listener I've ever received in my entire time on the radio. I'm 50 years old. I've been on the radio since I was 12 years old. Part-time at a little radio station in Montevideo, Minnesota. Full-time since I was in the ninth grade, freshman in high school. I have been behind a microphone. The talk radio thing since about 1987. Okay? Actually, would have started, I guess, in 86. I remember interviewing Mark Andrews, who was, of course, in that race for the Senate. He was an incumbent against Kent Conrad. That was the year that Kent Conrad won. So that, you know, talk radio, the interviews, you know, kind of started in North Dakota, at least, around 86. Anyway, here's the note from Kathy. And she signed for her husband, Gene, too. Hey, Scott, thank you so much for being a great radio host. Kind, caring, intelligent, and articulate. I'm a little embarrassed now. I'm getting red in the face because hardly any of that's true. Very respectful to your callers and guests also. But most importantly, being unashamedly Catholic and pro-life. One who treasures his wife and children. I learned so much from your What's on Your Mind and Energy Matters shows, and I share this information with others. I'm a retired teacher, farm wife, pro-life as well, and lifelong learner, Kathy and husband Gene House from Munich. Wow. I am humbled by that wonderful note. So, Kathy, thank you very much.
And, you know, people don't handwrite notes anymore, too. I mean, that's the other cool thing about that.
I know. I mean, it's so cool. We do get mail here from time to time with folks, different tips and things and articles, and we appreciate it. Don't always get a chance to say so. But, you know, when I start the program each hour and talking about being blessed, having the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains, I always try and say the reason we're blessed is because you, the listeners of the program, folks like Kathy and her husband, and others as well, and we truly are. So appreciate that very much. And look, you know, people call from time to time that have a different opinion on something or whatever. And I was most grateful to hear that Kathy thought we were respectful to callers and to guests, because we try to be. And are never going to be perfect, and every now and then we'll mess something up. But you'll hold us accountable, I hope, and we certainly strive to do that. So that was a very nice compliment, and we appreciate it very much. Enough about us. Now it's your turn, folks. You get to tell us what's on your mind by picking up the telephone and call us at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. I wanted yesterday to talk about crime and traffic, kind of some law enforcement things. we didn't get a chance to talk to. I told you about a couple of stories that caught my attention on those fronts. But we ended up obviously spending a great deal of time giving you a chance to respond to the Supreme Court decision on Friday, which is fine. I know that story broke during the program Friday, and we just didn't get a lot of chance to talk about it. Thursday and Friday, we're kind of busy with Supreme Court decisions. And no doubt there will be plenty to discuss in the days, months, and years ahead on that front. But I'm interested today. I was mocking this a little bit yesterday. But the commute times had risen along with the population jump. And but in all seriousness, do we have a traffic problem in North Dakota? I'm not saying that to get a laugh. I just want to know if we have a traffic problem. Do we have a crime problem? Are you worried about crime? I think on both fronts, we have more than we've had previously. And that's pretty understandable given we have more people. That just comes with the turf. But I think, relatively speaking, we don't have either a traffic or a crime problem. But if you think I'm flat out crazy, please tell me. Let's talk about that today for good on What's
On Your Mind. To the program that asks a very important question. Every day, What's On Your Mind? 800-228-0550.
Watford City. We're not the same, we're better. We're on the edge of adventure and we're surrounded. Surrounded by rivers for canoeing, the legendary Lake Sakakawea for fishing, and pristine grasslands for everything in between. We're wide open spaces and an invitation to explore. We're the majestic badlands of Theodore Roosevelt National Park and the beginning of the rugged 100-mile Mataje Trail. We're hiking, biking, horseback riding, and camping underneath the stars. We're Watford City, and we're time out for family fun. We're rib fest and street dances, high school football games, and rodeos at the county fair. We're Watford City, a hometown and a destination. We're the West at its best, because some things never change. Come see for yourself or find out more at voicesofwatford.com. That's voicesofwatford.com.
First International Bank and Trust knows that dreams make life worth living. So let's dream. Let's worry less about money. Let's have more moments being in the moment. Let's live first. With free checking and convenient online and mobile banking, you can focus on things that money can't buy.
Happy birthday!
Open an account today at livefirstmobile.com. Member FDIC.
It takes hard work and support to get a farm standing on its own 2 feet, just like it takes a solid frame to make a building last for years. Prairie Post Frame uses 28-gauge metal, laminated posts bearing a full 6 feet, along with superior craftsmanship to give you the best return on your investment. Right now, they're offering a discount if you sign a contract within 30 days of receiving the quote. Prairie Post Frame, leading the industry in quality post frame construction. Call Jeff at 701-715-0352 or go to prairiepostframe.ca.
It's very easy to be a criminal. All you need to burglarize a home is one simple household tool, a pair of scissors. If your home security system can be compromised by a criminal using scissors, then you're making it easy for them. Almost every home security system, even those sold by big name companies, has a weakness: the phone line. You shell out $1,500, get locked into a long-term contract, and think you're safe. But a burglar can destroy your alarm in seconds with one snip. And when a burglar cuts your phone line, you're defenseless. Simply Safe Home Security is the smarter choice. Built by Harvard engineers, Simply Safe uses a wireless connection to call the cops. Scissors can't cut it, and that means your home stays safe. 24/7 professional monitoring is under $15 a month with no contract. Simply Safe Home Security keeps you safer than the other guys for half the cost. Protect your home with the alarm you can trust. Simply Safe. Go to simplysafedefense.com now for an exclusive 10% offer. That's simplysafedefense.com.
Serious question. Do we here in the Northern Plains, where you live, we have a crime problem. Recent surveys suggested that as violent crime is measured in the occurrences per 100,000 individuals, that Fargo is now above the national average. Still, obviously, thankfully, those violent crimes are murders, for instance, in the single digits. Chicago, they'd be, you know, 400. But do we have a crime problem? Do you worry about it? I just, you know, quite honestly, I think it would be hard not to be a little bit concerned about what's going on in Fargo, because there's been a lot of it of late. That ties, obviously, with concerns from Bismarck PD and others about traffic, specifically about commute times lengthening. And the suggestion that we now have a rush hour and rush hour traffic jams. And there's a part of me that just flat out chuckles. Because we're, you know, we are blessed in many ways here. But one of the many ways is, you know, we're not a hugely populated area. A lot going on, a lot of good things going on. But do we have more population than we used to? Absolutely. And that means more crime, more traffic. But it's still relative. In other words, a bad traffic snarl, say, in the middle of a Bakken, related to a bunch of trucks and some traffic, you know, just typical vehicle traffic. The worst possible type. I mean, throw in road construction and the whole works, right? That might be the best day in Dallas or Denver. Minneapolis makes my blood boil. There's no
Minneapolis makes your blood boil.
Well, the traffic there. I mean, I mean, like if you come in at the wrong time, from the north, and want to go down, say, towards the airport, I mean, it can take three times the normal time it would take to travel that distance just because of traffic.
Mm. I know firsthand.
Yeah. See, that would make me absolutely crazy.
So that's why I live in Bismarck, North Dakota.
Well, exactly.
I don't have to contend with that, John.
And see, some people are going to say that. They're going to say, well, that's why we live here, Scott. We don't, you know, the commute went from 14 minutes to 17 minutes or 14 to 23 or whatever. And that's too long. Because that's why I live here. I get it.
I'd much rather go through the Bismarck airport than MSP, I'll tell you that.
I have a viewpoint that the vast majority of people do not consider what is happening here to be like a crime problem, a traffic problem. They understand there's growth. They get it. They put it in perspective. They aren't, you know, running around with their hair on fire. That's what I think. And I'm just trying to test my theory. Right or wrong, you tell me at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Karen in Fargo, what's on your mind?
Well, I've been taking the normal or maybe even extra precautions for years. I'm surprised that when they announce like a murder or assault or something, the large amount of times that the residents didn't lock their doors of their house or apartment. Now, being a woman, of course, I didn't just let anybody in just because they knocked on the door or rang on the bell, but now, with what happened to that Bible study leader, men are going to have to start figuring out who's on the other end of the door before they open it, too.
Yeah.
What did I miss? So, explain that again about women needing to worry about who's on the other side of the door, too?
No, I said, I've always been careful about unlocking the door if someone knocks on the door or rings the bell. But judging from what happened with that meth addict killing that Bible study leader, men need to start thinking twice about unlocking the door, too.
Oh, okay, I got you now. Sorry, men, you're saying anybody that opens the door, you're just saying that. Yeah, okay. Oh, yeah. And I mean, that was awful. Just flat out awful. All that individual was doing was being a good Samaritan, right? And saying, I'll go get this guy good water, a glass of water. Comes back and paranoid and everything else. Yeah. But regardless of gender, that's something you'd want to be cautious about, right?
Well, I think here in Fargo, men haven't always felt like they have to think twice before they open their door. I'm just really surprised over the last few years. They'll mention either a violent assault or a murder or something, and whoever it was didn't have their door locked. And I thought, well, maybe it's time for everybody to start doing that.
Well, what do you mean locking the door? Don't you lock your door?
I do, but I was surprised at when they report some terrible crime. Somebody walked into their home and hit them with a gun or killed them or assaulted them or whatever, and they'll say, and the door wasn't locked. And I think more people need to start doing that.
Well, that's good. That's good common sense for sure, Karen. Thank you. Are you worried, Karen? That's my big question. Are you worried? Does the uptick in crime worry you? Is this a concern for you?
No, because they switched to a locked building a few years ago where I am. Not that every door is always locked every instant, but
okay. I don't mean your specific case there, because you sound like you're secure where you live. I'm just saying, do you see this as an ebb and flow of these numbers go up, they go down, but relatively speaking, this is a safe place to live, or does this uptick worry you?
Well, I'm concerned that people think this is Fargo, and they're not careful about where they live with keeping the windows and patio doors and doors safe.
All right, Karen, appreciate the call. Thank you. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. By the way, when you call, you have an option. And the option is to press 1 to leave a message. And we have a comment, rather long one, I can't play before the break here. Somebody's done just that. And 2, to chat with us live on the air. If you do want to leave a message and have your comments, try to keep it to about 30, 45 seconds if you can. And then we'll make sure we fit it in with everybody else, especially when you're just going to go for it and tell us what's on your mind. But it is an option, and we appreciate it. You can also text Todd, 701-226-8503. And you can also email us, studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com. studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com. Okay, back to the bacon. I hear you, loud and clear. I get it. I understand. Summer cookout survey results with the North Dakota Farm Bureau's Val Wigner when we come back on What's On Your Mind. So stick around.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
$4 buys you a great meal at a PetroServe USA location near you. Just look for the red, white, and blue. PetroServe USA, helping America feel better by connecting North Dakota's oil fields with North Dakota's corn fields and giving you a great deal. A $4 meal, 4 items for $4. Personal pan, hot stuff pizza, 20-ounce drink, 2 cookies of your choice, 4 items for $4. And by the way, the breakfast pizzas are fantastic. So start your day at a PetroServe USA near you. And when you're there, stock up on great savings. Grab-and-go specials include giant seeds, $1.39 each. The big cans of Pringles, $1.29 each. Deli Express jumbo glazed honey buns, $1.29. And the mega pastrami and Swiss cheese sandwich, only $2.79. Plus, if you have a sweet tooth like me, you'll love the new Hershey Caramel Bar. Get them for only 69 cents or salted nut rolls, 2 for $1. At a PetroServe USA location near you. PetroServe USA, helping America feel better.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? Reputation.com can protect your good name. Get a free consultation now at 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from Reputation.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Continue on What's On Your Mind. Telephone number is 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. By the way, if you are looking for a great job and you're a technician, then I have a great job for you. It's at Polar Service Center in Kildare, North Dakota, soon in Williston. And they're also in Billings. Actually, at 30 locations around the U.S. Polar is the largest manufacturer of Polar, or rather of tank trucks, okay, the tank trailers. And so you see the tank trucks all over, right? The actual trailers are manufactured by Polar Service Center, a company down there in Minnesota. And right now they are expanding their service center in Kildare, as I mentioned, soon to Williston as well. And they have a great career opportunity if you're a technician. $35 an hour, up to $35 an hour in salary. There is housing in these townhomes. They have a housing allowance, if you prefer that. Incredible benefits package. I have the number for the HR manager. And he'd be the guy you chat with for a couple of minutes, and he'll set up an interview. But this, you're going right to the guy. They want these folks, and they want them now. So if you know somebody that does this line of work, tell them about this. 507-696-1164 is the telephone number. 507-696-1164. You're going to chat with Terry Eckstein. Just say, hey, Scott told me to call about the great technician gig you got at Polar Service Center. And, of course, there's not a tank part they don't have at Polar Service Centers. And if you need a tank wash, $100 off your first wash if you tell them Scott sent you. At either the location in Kildare, Highway 22 North, or north side of I-90 in Billings, exit 452 or 455. Donald in Bismarck, what is on your mind today on this fine Tuesday?
I realize you're talking about public safety, but I'd like to just get in a shot about coal burning. The coal we have here, in many cases, the seams will come right up to the surface. You don't even have to dig for it. There, right on the surface, is the outcrop of some coal. Now, years past, lightning, prairie fires have lit some on these seams, and one of the experiences in my life was a burning natural coal mine. It's quite a sight to see. And anyone who is anti-coal, I hope someday they get to visit a naturally burning coal mine. And I guess that's about all I got on that.
Yeah, and also hope they realize if they're anti-coal, what's going to happen to the reliability of the grid and the economics of your bill, you know, because, in other words, your power bill goes up without coal, right? What does coal provide? The cheapest electricity on the planet. And so there's affordability, there's also reliability. So I'm not aware of the site you describe, Don, but appreciate you calling and sharing that today, okay? One other call here before we go to Val that wanted to weigh in before the break. And we have a whole hour in the 10 o'clock hour. We're just chatting today, folks. It's we're leading up into July 4th week and nothing too heavy. So whatever's on your mind, let us know. Here's another call.
Hey, Scott, real quick, we may not have what you consider a traffic problem like Minneapolis, but what we do have is a traffic control problem. Every light at every corner and every intersection in this city of Bismarck is a stoplight. There's no continuous flow going type of thing. You want to talk to frustrating people running through yellows, those kind of things, you can drive in this town with no other traffic and drive the speed limit and get stopped at every intersection. There does not seem to be any traffic flow that works out. I remember sitting next to a police officer at one northern stoplight. Light changed, guy took off, lights went on, got to the next corner, lights went off, but he made the light. I didn't make the light. So there's any number of things that would be considered traffic control problems, but there's no traffic flow. We sit at stoplights. We have gas running through our cars as we sit there, stop and go traffic all the time. Those are the things. There does not seem to be any traffic flow at the right times or any time in the Bismarck area. Thank you.
All right. And, you know, I've heard complaints of that before in every city I've been behind the microphone in. And that one's not new. I know there's some concerns about how to do it better, but do they get it all synced up right, you know? So his take is controlling the traffic is the problem. You agree or disagree, you let me know on that. 800-228-0550 is our toll-free telephone number, and Val Wagner is here from the North Dakota Farm Bureau. Val actually heads up the promotion and education committees for the Farm Bureau, and the American Farm Bureau actually did a summer cookout survey result. I'm dying to hear this. Val, how are you?
I'm doing great this morning. How are you?
Good. Nice to have you back on the program. Happy happy summer to you.
Well, thank you. It seems to be going fast, that any time school gets out, that time seems to slip by before you
know. Yeah, no, I don't think about it. I don't think about it because otherwise I'll go crazy. I mean, it does seem to me that July 4th just got here in a nanosecond. So, but I want to just savor it all, so I'm not going to get too concerned about the calendar. You know, the best way to just chill out a little bit is to grill out. And yes. I whipped up some bacon last night, and now I'm looking for some ideas on how to take it up. I've been a burger and brat kind of guy on the grill. I have done bacon, but I usually mess it up. But now I have this new Traeger grill, so I tried that out. That was fantastic. Got it from the Grill Depot in Mandan, by the way, which I would highly recommend because Gina there is the Traeger expert, first Traeger dealer in North Dakota. There's a bunch of them now, but just knows it backwards and forwards. Gave me great tips, and I went to it, so it was perfect. So whatever you try, that's what I'd suggest. So tell me about this summer cookout survey. What's it all about?
Well, three times a year, American Farm Bureau Federation kind of asks different states or for volunteers to go out and take a look at their grocery stores and try to get an average cost of what it would, you know, take to actually host a summer cookout for 10 people. Just to give us a kind of a pulse as to where the markets are sitting as far as in the grocery store and the influence the last year may have had on the marketplace. And what they found this year is that we're actually down 3% compared to a year ago. So you can host a summer cookout for 10 people, for less than $60, which is, you know, pretty amazing when you look at the average prices of different things, you know, of the foods that they selected, which include, you know, not just your burgers and hot dogs, but also spare ribs and your ketchup and mustard, your potato salad, baked beans, your lemonade, you know, watermelon, things like that. You know, they put put on a pretty good meal for these 10 people. And, you know, just found that of those items, you know, 11 of them are actually a lower price than a year ago.
Wow, that's pretty good. I remember this survey. We talked about this last year now. And it's all coming back to me. And, you know, the fact that it's down, that's pretty good. So what do we attribute that to?
Well, you look at things like, you know, fuel prices are down compared to where they were. A lot of, which also, you know, impacts your processed foods, too, because they're not trucking them as far, things like that. And then, you know, the only items that have increased a little and actually not really substantially is, like, your beef prices are still increasing some, but you know, pork prices have been declining a little bit, and things like your hot dogs and stuff like that are also down a bit from where they were a year ago.
You know, that's nice, right? I mean, that's a pleasant problem.
Right. Well, when you hear, you know, in today's society, we hear so much about how, you know, the price of food is increasing and we can't afford to eat well and things like that. And it's, to me, it's kind of a relief to see that some of those people who are spreading some of those scare tactics and things like that, it's not actually panning out in the marketplace. We're seeing those prices drop. We're seeing some stability in our food prices. And although, you know, there are different areas where we always see a little bit of increase and things like that. For the most part, I mean, you're still able to feed, you know, 10 people for less than $60, which isn't, you look at some of the countries around the world, we're pretty blessed to be where we are.
For sure. That's great. And so they do this all across the country and then compare the numbers, and we're looking pretty good. Oh, by the way, what were the items that were down in price?
Items that were down are your spare ribs, your pork ribs are down. Hot dogs were actually down. The deli potato salad, baked beans were down quite a bit. Hamburger buns are down. You know, your increases actually, to me, were kind of surprising because ketchup's one of the ones that have increased. So, as well as lemonade. So, you know, you just take a look at that. And the survey was done with 88 volunteer shoppers in 30 different states where they just went to their local grocery store and not necessarily picking out any items that were on sale or special that week, but just average prices. And so we were able to see kind of a real-time look at where we're at with things. And overall, it's a relief to see that we're seeing some of those prices trickle down into the grocery store where some of those inputs have gone down in the last year.
No, it's great. I have to admit, I'm not the Uber shopper in the family. I do occasionally, but I don't price shop, right? I want Cloverdale bacon. I go to Cloverdale bacon. I mean, I just know what I want, and I go get it. But it, you know, it's nice to know. I'm glad the American Farm Bureau is doing this, and the North Dakota Farm Bureau participates, and we get a regional number because it's kind of nice to know. I guess I just assume everything goes up every year, right? Just always going up. So, but these prices are ebbing and flowing.
That's what the general consensus is. You know, most people think, well, food is continually going up. It's constantly this giant chunk of my paycheck food. And when you look at actually across the world, Americans pay far less percentage of their paycheck towards actual food items than most of the world does. And so to be able to have some numbers, some solid numbers to show the public, hey, listen, you know, your food bill isn't increasing like you think it is. It's kind of a great way to be able to reach home with some of that information.
Good stuff, Val. Anything else you want to tell us?
Have a happy 4th and enjoy it no matter how you cook your meal.
Yeah, it will be better with spare ribs, though, right?
Yes, definitely.
Yeah,
you kind of have a little bit of burger.
You have me thinking spare ribs now. Burger, too. Yeah, exactly right. And you mentioned hot dogs and brats and baked beans and potato salad, and I'm getting hungry already for that 4th of July meal. Val Wagner from the North Dakota Farm Bureau with us today on What's on Your Mind.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising costs of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, "It's what every American needs to know about central bank power." A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
You owe it to yourself to be safe when you're behind the wheel. And there's no safer vehicle on the road than a Mercedes-Benz. If you can hear me right now, your Mercedes-Benz dealer is Valley Imports. ValleyImports.com is the website. Check out the selection. CE and S-Class, the Coupes, the GLs, the MLs. How about a convertible or a Roadster? Have you seen that sixth-generation SL? Unbelievable, folks. And it is the safest vehicle you'll ever drive. The safety features in a Mercedes-Benz are amazing. Take one for a test drive. The best price, and by the way, if you mention you heard Scott Hennen talking about Mercedes, you'll get 2 years of service absolutely free. That's right. Another reason to go to valleyimports.com. They'll deliver right to you. Great price, great selection, and if you don't see it on the website, they'll get it for you. Any model, Mercedes-Benz, valleyimports.com. Valleyimports.com.
In 1 week, our car broke down, and our roof started to leak. We really needed money for repairs.
I really needed to move to a bigger apartment, but with my credit card payments and other bills, I couldn't afford the security deposit.
When over 100,000 people needed money this year, they turned to Avant.
Avant was great. They relieved a lot of financial stress.
I was approved for a personal loan through Avant. The next day, I had $4,000 in my account.
Avant can get you the personal loan you need fast. It's simple to apply, and there's no risk, because checking your rate with Avant has no effect on your FICO score. Right now, Avant will also give you a $50 Amazon.com gift card after your first installment is made on time. To check your rates risk-free and get this special offer, go to Avant.com today and enter promo code 5757 at checkout. That's www.avant.com, promo code 5757.
Loans are made by WebBank, a Utah Industrial Bank, Equal Housing Lender, and by affiliate of Avant Incorporated. California loans offered by Avant will be made under financial lender's license number 603K124. Funds are generally deposited via ACH for delivery next business day if approved by 4:30 p.m. Central Time Monday through Friday. Amazon is not a sponsor of this promotion. Other restrictions apply. See website for details.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code Silver2015 for 30% off of your entire order and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Today, I got to fill up the Petrol Serve USA locations. I might even have lunch there, too, because they have that great 4-for-4 special, you know, where you get the hot stuff personal pan pizza, 21-ounce soda or 20-ounce coffee, 2 cookies, 4 items for $4. Is that a great deal or what? Oh, my gosh, I love it. Anyway, I might just do that while I'm filling up with Petrol Serve USA. The folks will give you a choice at the pump, E10, E15, all the way up to E85. Or if you want to just go with the you have your choice right there. That's the best thing for the consumer. Give you the choice. Petroserve USA, they're Bismarck, Mandan, and eastward you can go up to Bemidji, Grafton, Arthur, North Dakota. There's a couple locations in Castleton. They're in
Of course, Valley City as well, out to Dilworth and down to Wahpeton and all throughout West Fargo, Fargo, and Moorhead as well. PetroServe USA, helping America fuel better. Helping America fuel better. You got that now? I think you do. And, of course, we're brought to you today by our friends at the North Dakota Farm Bureau. A lot of good work they do. Appreciate our friends at the Farm Bureau. Agriculture has a direct contribution to our economy in North Dakota of around, well, it's over $6 billion now. So that's about a quarter of the state's economic base. And that's about one-fourth of the workforce in the state. So that's an economic engine for you right here. And, of course, the North Dakota Farm Bureau is really agriculture's best advocate because Farm Bureau understands that a strong agriculture community keeps our state strong. But they are about more than just agriculture. They're about things that are important to all North Dakotans. A very strong, growing, vibrant economy, good schools, safe communities, and allowing us to keep more of our hard-earned money in our pocket. Farm Bureau members know the organization is not only working for them in Bismarck, but also in Washington, D.C., and also helping to help all of us save a couple of bucks on everything from new and used vehicles to prescription drugs. So find out more about the North Dakota Farm Bureau online at ndfb.org. Your state, your future, your Farm Bureau. Here's a call that came in during the break.
Hi, as a longtime listener, it was very comforting and soothing yesterday to hear the voice of Bishop Kagan of the Diocese of Bismarck and to hear his good common sense, as you so often refer to on your show. I would suggest you try to have the bishop on as often as you have some of the politicians on, people of our state, and for our surrounding states, for that matter, need to hear his voice. He's a great leader. Thanks.
All right, thanks for the call, and I agree. I like Bishop Kagan a lot. I like Bishop Fulda, who's the bishop of the Fargo Diocese, and Bishop Heppner over on the Minnesota side, faith leaders of all walks of life, I think, are great voices because they speak for the flock, right? I mean, they lead the flock. So they're important, but appreciate you recognizing that. And, I said moments after I heard the decision, I came down just before we hit the air on Friday. I think I started the program, as I recall, by saying, don't let anyone rob your joy ever about anything, right? Because I think there's a tendency when things like that come down that you know it's possible. This is a Supreme Court decision. You know it could go either way. People were predicting it would go the way it did, and it did. So, what do? Do you sit there and jump up and down and scream and holler and say the world as you know it is coming to an end, or do you, in a quiet, reserved way, kind of ponder what does this mean and talk to people about it, just share your views about it, and have a reasonable, respectful discussion? You're never going to convince anybody yelling at them or screaming at them or anything else, and I think the bishop projected that well, but also was educational and informative, and but he doesn't mince words either. So he's bold in what he says and does, and others are well. If there are other faith leaders you'd like to have us have on, let us know. But I appreciate that feedback on the program from yesterday. Thanks very much. One of the neat things we get to do on Tuesdays is find out what's on the minds of farmers and ranchers, courtesy of the North Dakota Farm Bureau. Stephen, a farmer from Underwood, wants to talk about his concern on ag labor issues he faces when he's hiring. Stephen, tell me more.
Hiring skilled seasonal help on a farm, it's not as easy of a task as you may think. As farmers, we do all that we can to hire locally in an extremely competitive market. But in most cases, the labor just isn't there. What I've been forced to do is go into the seasonal ag labor market on the foreign side under the H-2A visa program. This program is extremely cumbersome and tedious. It's also very expensive. This foreign labor is not cheap, but it is one of our most consistent forms of labor. As I said before, we do all we can to hire locally, and we do what we can to encourage people to go into a field in agriculture because it's not the most glamorous job in the world, but at the end of the day, it is one of the most rewarding.
Stephen, thank you. We know it's not glamorous. I'm glad you do it and appreciate it very much. It was nice to hear earlier that prices are coming down for that average summertime meal on the grill as well. Find out what's on the minds of farmers and ranchers like Stephen at ndfb.org. ndfb.org, the North Dakota Farm Bureau, bringing ag home. Thanks, Stephen. That was nice. We appreciate it. Emailer says, have a happy Independence Day. It ain't just about the 4th of July, folks. All right, good reminder. Should we stop saying happy 4th? Why do we do that? It's because we don't want to say Independence Day? Shoot things down? Another emailer says, the city should consider cameras at every major arrow green light. How many accidents is it going to take to finally stop the red arrow violators? Maybe a fatality might make this finally a reason. Red arrow isn't stopped. It's three or four more cars going through it. Time to get the issue of privacy of our driving rights. There are cameras everywhere. Let's talk about that when we come back on What's On Your Mind.
I want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Did you know you can lose weight by drinking coffee? Well, now you can with Slim Roast, a delicious Italian dark roast coffee with a secret formula inside that cuts appetite, burns fat, and blocks sugar. Thousands of people are already experiencing incredible results. Here's the deal. It works every time, and it will work for you. Order Slim Roast today. It's 100% guaranteed. Want a free sample? Call 877-383-6054. Love to send you one. 877-383-6054.
The Bakken's best trucks are at S&S Motors in Watford City. How do I know? I bought one, and you can too. They have great clearance pricing every day, internet specials every day. Give Brent or Tim a call. They'll take good care of you. Pre-owned 4x4s, great deals. Fords and Chevys, too. They'll bring it to you. They deliver. Plus, they have that full-service shop with Fortex. It'll take care of all your repairs, vehicle maintenance, too. Call Sonia to schedule 701-444-2341. Online at snsmotorsinc.com. S&S Motors, Watford City.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929.
This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007. And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237. 6-2-2-3-7, extension 129.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.